Well, now for the other side, man, would you like to tell that boy of yours something?
Well, Rich, many happy returns today, and I hope to be inside soon until next time.
Oh, but when did you say Richard's birthday was? What day?
October 5th.
Oh, my, how many birthdays we have this time of year. You know, Betty, one of my sisters had a birthday the 4th of September. I have one the 27th of September, and I know another sister has one the 5th of October, and Richard's is the 6th, and Walden's mother's is the 9th, and Walden's birthday is the 10th.
Oh, well, wouldn't it be nice to get all of you together and
well,
a celebration?
I imagine that'll be post-war when we get all of
you together. Well, anyway, I know it'll be grand. You'll probably have a dinner down there. I think you two boys, you wouldn't have a birthday and you celebrate it, don't you?
Oh, you mean down at the camp where the boys are?
Yeah, they usually have a dinner.
Well, that's nice.
So I imagine you'll have one grand reunion.
Well, I'm not there, but I wish you a very, very happy birthday, Rich. And I've seen your picture, so I feel like I know you. And you've heard my voice. Now you can feel that you know me.
No. I think people will expect an answer to this, Rich. You're really carrying on quite a conversation with this.
Well, we've been listening to Charlie McCarthy and W.C. Fields this afternoon. If you happened to listen in on the broadcast, while you were on some of their conversation, which was really quite uplifting.
Fourth ways and one, first the nose.
All the time that he mentioned, you know, about W.C. Fields holding up 43 cars at Hollywood and Vine waiting for his nose to turn green.
His nose turned on. Hope you heard him. You always like him at home.
Well, this thing just run around and say something else before we have to hang up.
Well, I'm glad you do hang up on this, but you don't get
it. Well, it hangs up on us.
Well, anyway, Rich, I'm sending you another record, and I wish you many happy returns today, and write to me. Write to people and tell them how you like your voice. I think it's grand.
Well, I'd be awfully glad to have a line from you, Rich. And I'm really quite a correspondence center myself. I'm carrying on a big correspondence with all the boys, and I'm always glad to have a new one come in. It's really a great pleasure. So I'll let your mom say adios to you.
Yes, goodbye. And I'll send the address. You write to those people then. Thank us for this.
Well, this, in case your mother, she probably forgets to tell you what the address is, Rich. It's 439 South Mansfield Avenue, Los Angeles, 36, California. Now, you won't have any excuse not to write. Oh, except she forgot to tell you my all a name. This is Mrs. Waldron Johnson, otherwise known as Half Pint and sometimes called by...